Chapel of San Pere and San Isidre. The Chapel of Saint Isidre stands on the old road to the sea that connects the orchard and the marsh. Its origins date back to 1628, when the farmer Antonio Castel gave his lands to the members of council and farmers of the municipality, whose patron saint had been until then Saint Michael the Archangel. Let's bear in mind that a few years before, in 1622, Saint Isidre had been canonized by the Pope and was already officially a saint, the patron saint of the farmers. In 1630, the first stone of the building, which was completed 14 years later, was laid. At the end of the 19th century, the chapel was remodeled, and in 1973, it was restored by agrarian cooperatives. The chapel has a front porch and a house attached for the hermit, the person who lived in the hermitage and took care of it. It is a single nave temple with three bays and a presbytery. It has a gable wooden roof and transverse arches supporting the vault. The most interesting part of the building is the presbytery, the one closest to the main altar. It has a rectangular plan and is slightly lower than the nave. You may access the presbytery through a large triumphal arch with attached semi-columns. This space is covered with a Gothic rib vault that comprises a number of intersecting ribs and a central carved flower with the image of Saint Isidre. This is a unique example among the chapels of the Castillo Orchard, which evidences a Gothic construction that survived for centuries. Let's remember that in the 17th century, when this chapel was built, the Baroque style was already prevailing. The chapel preserves part of the altarpiece of the main altar. It was made in 1652 by the sculptor Antonio López, who was also the author of the keystone of the presbytery with the image of San Isidre. In 1885, the epidemic of cholera turned the hermitage into a hospital. Some years later, in 1892, the landowners of the borough of Censal asked the city council to undo some of the works undertaken for the creation of the hospital in order to return the former religious use to the building. The main feast of the chapel is the first Sunday after May the 15th. The events are organized by the agricultural entities of Castillo.